Jim Morrison is my name. I'm chairperson of the West Australian Stolen Generation Aboriginal Corporation, and last year in June became the independent chair of the Aboriginal Community Elders Aged Care Partnership, working closely with SWAMS. There's two messages today really from me, so can I just acknowledge Sister Marie and welcome to country. I'm a Minangurang man, so I acknowledge Whadjuk people where I've been living for the past 50 years. But the Lord Mayor acknowledged the Stolen Generation Memorial site, and sadly you can't see it, but there's two big karak feathers just down the back. As he mentioned, Sandra Hill was the artist commissioned to develop that memorial site for Stolen Generation peoples, and there was a soft launch back in November last year. We will probably have a public launch, sorry day, next year, COVID permitting. So we're now back in the sunshine, and congratulations to the NAIDOC committee for their work, and again Glenda Kickett and her team need to be congratulated for the hard work they do. So 25 years ago, as of sorry day last year, the Bringing Them Home report was tabled. Sadly, the 54 recommendations that were put in place, very few of them have been implemented. We've had the apology that was one of the recommendations, but also recommendations 3 and 4 were for reparation for Stolen Generation peoples in this country. Sadly, Western Australia is lacking in providing compensation for thousands of children that have been removed, and I will acknowledge some of those people that are in the audience were taken from their families. Sorry Day, on the 26th of May, we launched a petition that will go to the Parliament, and we want as many people to sign the petition. The Lord Mayor's going to. He promised that he will get all of his crew at the City of Perth to sign the petition, and it's probably going to be more meaningful if the 97% sign the petition, because you have to go onto a website, and sadly a lot of our people aren't and don't have access to computers. But you have children and grandchildren, please get them to go the link, and I can give you the link if you choose to talk to me before the day's out, and I'll give you a little bookmark and some information as to where the website is. We launched it on Sorry Day. We've only had 400 signatures. I want 10,000 signatures and more. That is my wish, that we get many people to sign the compensation petition. All other states have paid their reparation compensation except Queensland and Western Australia. So we are sadly lacking in truth, justice and healing for the many people that were stolen and taken from family, culture and country. So the petition is one thing. I want you to acknowledge, if you haven't seen the Karak feathers, they were part of our launch. Sandra Hill, Stolen Generation person, did the artistic work. They're 5 Maya Mayas around the bird feathers that point in every direction in Western Australia where our children were removed. For the past 5 years, I've been sitting in A.O. Neville's office. A.O. Neville was the devil who took our children away, yeah? And I've been in his office for 5 years, which indicates the work I want to do. He initiated the Breed Out the Colour policy between 1930 and 1960, breeding us out. We haven't gone anywhere. We're still standing up and showing off. Hey, Marie, I was only going to talk about two things, but I must talk about two other things.
Why don't you give me the microphone? I'll go and give it up on her.
Look, in the past 5 years, there's been two royal commissions. One was about institutional child sex abuse. The other was about aged care services. In the middle of June last month, there were 16,000 people that have had their applications registered with the Department of Social Services in Canberra. 16,000. The dreadful thing about the 16,000 is 35% were Aboriginal. We're less than 3% of the population, yet we're one-third of the people applying for compensation because we were abused as children sexually. That in itself is one thing. So we need to acknowledge the dreadful things that have happened to Stolen Generation peoples. I will quickly talk about my work in the aged care area. We set up an organisation June last year. Why did we do that? Because the Royal Commission was scathing of bad services for Aboriginal people in this country. Just to give you an idea, 27% of all Australians, mostly white people, get a service through aged care, in-home care or residential care. 27 out of 100. For Aboriginal people, it's 17 out of 100. 17. For Aboriginal people in Perth and Bunbury, it's 9.5%. Less than 10% of our old people getting a service. So we need to stand up for our old people. I've been very distressed about those two royal commissions and what it's done to our people. So NAIDOC is the first opportunity that I've been able to talk about this, so thank you for the NAIDOC chair people. But I will encourage you to talk to me about the petition, because even your children or grandchildren can sign you up for the petition. I want 10,000 people to put in a petition to make sure this government acknowledges the terrible pain that they put our children through that are now adults and over 50. The last thing I will say is there's 7,800 7,800 Aboriginal people in Greater Perth, 7,800 people in Greater Perth, over 50, only nine get a service from an ACCO, either residential, in-home care or residential services. So there's a lot of work we need to do in the area of aged care and acknowledging stolen generation peoples. Thank you very much for your time.